Elissa Walker Campbell. Happy New Year, and welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. In our final segment tonight, you know what? We're going to talk some college basketball. We're going to visit with veteran Maryland beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, and we're going to talk about the Terrapins and his brand new book that is out. He teamed up with Triumph Books, our good friends of the show. It is titled 100 Things Maryland Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and it is truly the ultimate resource guide for true Maryland fans. It's such a pleasure to have with us tonight Don Marcus from the Baltimore Sun. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to have you on the show for the very first time. And so let's get right to it, because the Terrapins, they are off to a very strong start in 2016-2017 season. And why not? They had that impressive run last year, and they certainly looked like a Final Four contender. So only two losses so far this season. I mean, what has been your initial impressions?
Well, it's been an interesting year because they had four guys leave. Two of whom are in the NBA. Jake Layman with Portland and Diamond Stone with the LA Clippers, and then they had Rashid Suleiman, who's in the D League, and Robert Carter, who's playing in Europe. Mm-hmm. So they really had a transformation of the roster. Melo Trimble came back for his junior year, and now they have three freshmen starting, which is the first time that Mark Turgeon's ever done it, and not too many teams around the country have that many freshmen. So it's been an interesting year. They've certainly their schedule hasn't been the most challenging to date, but they've had a couple of good wins. They beat Oklahoma State, they beat Kansas State in a tournament, but they're coming off a really tough loss. They blew a 13-point lead in the last 6 minutes and lost to Nebraska at home on New Year's Day. And they had to change their New Year's resolutions, I guess, immediately, because now they're going to play at Michigan on Saturday. So that'll be a good test to see how resilient they are.
Well, Don, you're exactly right, because the offseason for Maryland, it was a bit unkind, as you had mentioned, losing four seniors. And each of those guys, you got to remember, I mean, they averaged in double digits in scoring. They were quality players. So out of these freshmen that are starting, I mean, who has really shined the most and provided that offensive support?
Kevin Herter, who was the New York State Mr. Basketball upstate New York last year, 6'7" forward, looks like he should still be in high school. He's pretty young looking, and actually I think he wasn't even 18 when he got on the campus. He had 26 points, career high 26 on Sunday.
Wow.
He was the bright spot for that game, and was really sort of on his way to leading him to win when they collapsed. But he hit 7 threes, which was a freshman record on Sunday. And then Anthony Cowan, not even almost the second point guard. He's really sort of taken a lot of the point guard responsibilities from Melo to free Melo up to be more of a scorer. And Anthony Cowan has done a really good job as a point guard, both scoring. At one point last week, he had the highest rate in the country of getting to the free throw line compared to the number of shots from the field he had taken. I think it was 88 shots from the field and 80 free throws. And so he's a pretty aggressive kid. He's only about 5'11". They list him as 6 feet, maybe even shorter than 5'11". Mm-hmm. And then Justin Jackson, who's a 6'7" forward with a 7'3" wingspan from Canada. And he was a top 25 recruit a couple of years ago, committed to UNLV when the UNLV coach got fired. He decommitted and ended up at Maryland. He's been up and down, but he's had some really good moments. Had 21 points, I think, against Georgetown early in the year, and has had a couple of good games since. And, you know, but it has struggled at times, has disappeared at times, as freshmen tend to do. But all three have been very, very promising, and you know, you project them later in the season when you think they'll be really ready to be more consistent, and then down the road, a year or two from now, where they'll be some of the top players in the Big Ten.
Don, talk to us about head coaching Mark Turgeon. I mean, he is in his sixth season at Maryland, and he has led the Terrapins back to national prominence in college basketball, I would say, in a short amount of time. How has he done it?
Well, I think he's done it a lot by recruiting. You know, one of the things, Gary Williams was an unbelievable coach during his 22 years as the Hall of Fame. But he did it with more blue-collar players and maybe finding guys who are not five-star recruits or some of the best talent in the country and coaching and teaching them. You know, Juan Dixon is a perfect example, who's the all-time leading scorer. Gravis Vasquez, who had played, you know, quite a few years in the NBA, now is out with an injury. But, you know, he did it with guys who were sort of under the radar, whereas Mark has done it especially the last couple of years, now getting, you know, Diamond Stone a couple of years ago, Mello Trimble, you know, 3 years ago, and now these guys this year, who are all top, you know, basically all top 60 recruits. You know, he's done it more with the traditional, or not the traditional, the way that a lot of guys do it. He's not quite getting the one and done, though Diamond was, but he's getting a lot of good talent from the high school level, from the AAU circuit. And you know, basically building a roster full of these guys who are very talented players.
Okay, Baltimore Sun reporter Don Marcus with us just about another minute at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. His new book, 100 Things Maryland Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, it provides you with every essential piece of Terrapins knowledge and trivia that you will need to become the ultimate Terps fan. Tell us about the book.
Well, it was an interesting process. It was the first book I wrote, and it might be the last one because it was a very difficult process.
Yeah.
That I had to do during the season. I will never do that again.
Wow.
But that's just the way it came about. When they came to me, which was right, you know, before the season was going to start, when the deadline was. So I ended up writing, I would say, of the 80,000 words, about 60,000 of them were written after the season was over. So,
wow.
They didn't have much of March Madness, but I had a lot of April, May, and early June Madness.
Very good. Well, it's beautifully written, and it's a wonderful read. We're going to post it on our Twitter tonight. And Don, we certainly appreciate you coming on for the very first time. And I promise we're going to carve out some more time for you in 2017 as March Madness will be underway before you know it. It's a pleasure to have you with us tonight, right here at SB Nation Radio. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Always a true pleasure to catch up with all of our guests. Be sure and join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio.